An incident that happened at Inco, I believe, was in 1969 while I was still in the welding shop. I was on 4 to 12, and there's a lot of sample house people doing the concentrator and sample house from the converter aisle, grinding samples of nickel ore after it's cooled down to see what the waste content is. And Jimmy Shrigley, who was an acetylene welder in the welding shop, had a son. I don't recall his first name, but he was a Shrigley, working in the sample house. And Shrigley, before he left Inco, was the full 65 years old, and his son was about 38 to 40 when this incident happened. He was going from the concentrator back to the sample house, which was just above, around one or two converter up on the next level. And as he's carrying the pails, he looks up, he feels this funny feeling, and he looks up and he feels this heat beaming down, and then a light came on, and the light came right down on him. He looked up. I think he almost pooped his drawers right there, because there was about a 50-foot circle. He was so frightened by this thing being right over him at the time, he dropped both the sample pails, which is about 20 pounds in each hand, and run like mad to the sample house and told the guys, come out here, look at this. They come out just in time to see the back end of the UFO slowly drift back up into the clouds. This is what frightened him so much. And the story went all over the plant the next morning on day shift that Shrigley's son, and he related to his dad, Jimmy, the next evening, was over at his dad's house and said how he'd seen the UFO, how frightened he was because he could feel the warmth off of it, the heat on his arm, hair standing up on the back of his neck, the nape of his neck was that close, and this thing turning a light on him right when he was between the concentrator and the sample house. Dropped the pails and run, and then of course he had to get his sample pails back. As soon as the thing left, went back over, picked up the sample pails, carried them in and continued his shift. This was getting near the end of the shift. Summertime again, 10:30, when it's fairly dark at by 10:30 in the summer nights. And that was one of the true stories by Shrigley. I hope someday that we can track that Shrigley down to find out, you know, because today he'd be about in his 60s. His dad is dead. His dad has passed away in a nursing home about 4 years ago. But I think that this Shrigley, and there's not too many Shrigleys in the phone book, maybe you can get in touch with him and he'll recount that incident that happened to him that evening.